wasn't even gonna say nothing bad.
I was gonna say, if you had like the chance to be permanently faded, would you?
No.
Why?
Because I'm sober right now. I'm cool. I'm not actually sober.
Speaking of sober, do you guys think Frank was trying to play me this morning?
Why?
He said his leg hurted, and if I could take him to a dispensary to get some hemp cream.
Wow. That's what they call it. This girl texted me that. She said, said, I swear to God, this girl. You want me to show you the message?
But do you
I believe you. But so like, if you're going to go to the dispensary and not get weed.
Because they don't know, but Frank's been sober for like 10 days, 12 days.
10 days? No way.
I hate using the word sober when we're talking about weed because it sounds like he used to be like a meth addict.
Thank God I don't do meth.
How long has it been?
If I pop perks, trust me, I wouldn't be in this group.
It's been 5 days. Right?
5 days?
I thought it was 3 days.
If you guys saw me popping perks, would you guys keep me in the group? No.
So wait, how long has it been?
I don't know. I lost track. But it's been a long time.
He doesn't even know.
3 days?
Five.
Five, huh? Mm-hmm. So I doubled it.
And gave doubling it to the next person.
On my birthday, though?
But you've been waking up earlier. You didn't take a nap today.
That's just because he can't sleep.
Yeah, I can't sleep.
But even before
probably
that happened,
I could sleep now with this 800 milli.
He took an 800 milligram ibuprofen too. Mm. So you know in high school how they do most likely too.
Yes.
Wow, dude! I wrote the same shit down.
No way. Swear. Oh, then you just say one. I say one. We just keep going.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I didn't write it down. I didn't. I just wanted to say that. Nah, but somebody asked to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. We'll see. So I got like 12. I got 12. Who is most likely to burp in a crowd?
Danny.
No, I don't burp.
He doesn't burp. It comes out the other end.
Terps? What is that?
Probably one of you two.
I don't burp.
It might be me or Julian.
I don't
burp. No, fuck no, not me.
You burp.
Not in public like that. It's probably you.
It might be me.
Okay. So we'll just fly.
But I don't even burp that much.
Who's most likely to forget they're wearing to wear underwear?
Probably me. I'll
freeball it. You freeball it a lot.
Have you ever freeballed jeans?
No, I haven't.
Have you guys ever slept in jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fucked up.
When you're drunk, you don't want to get.
It low-key kind of hits.
No, it doesn't.
Sleeping in jeans?
Yeah, no, it kind of keeps your legs in this.
Yeah. It good keeps position. Them nice and tight. And just keeps everything in there.
Fuck that.
Oh, and then you're zip and go ahead.
All right, who's most likely to complain about things?
Danny.
Yeah, I complain. I'll be the first one to talk shit about something.
Yeah.
Most likely to cry watching a sad movie.
Logan.
Me. Logan.
I feel like you guys, like, how can you guys not cry during a sad movie?
I'd never cry to a movie.
I would only cry if I can relate to it.
So what movie have you cried to?
I haven't cried to any.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
I didn't cry to that movie.
Wow, which one have you gotten close to?
No, I've cried during multiple movies.
Which one? Cried during Interstellar.
Have you ever cried? Wait, whatever.
There's one movie that I cried and you guys are going to be like, how the fuck did you cry to that?
Wait, have you ever cried in front of your girl watching a movie?
No, that I haven't.
What? Is that crossing the line? Like, would you not do that? Like, if that shit was hitting you hard and she's right here, are you holding those tears?
I try not to. Usually,
you would cry?
You would cry?
I'll cry.
You would cry?
I'll cry. I'll shed
what
a tear.
The fuck? And even though she's not crying, you would still cry?
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, nah.
That don't mean not.
That I wouldn't do.
Why?
I don't know. Just imagine you're like fucking crying. You look over and she's there like not crying. I feel like, fuck.
That just means it just hits you a certain way.
It hits you. It's confidence.
There's been times where like I've been close and then like, actually, nah. I don't know. Usually if like I'm watching a movie and I don't want to cry, I'll just like make fun of the main character.
So what movie did you cry to?
Oh, fuck. The movie that I've cried the most to is, I think it's Hachi.
The dog movie?
Yeah. You've seen that movie?
Yeah.
That movie sad. How'd you not cry? You don't have a fucking heart if you didn't cry.
They're just dogs.
Nah, dude, that movie's sad as fuck.
That's the one. The
what's wrong with the dog?
It's a true story in Japan, and this guy adopted this dog, right?
And he's abusive to him.
No, they have like such a good relationship, and he's like a professor. So every day he would take the train to the school, and then every day he would come back, and the dog would be there waiting for him
on the train.
Yeah, like right in front of the train, so that when he gets off the train, the dog would be there. And then what ended up happening? I'm about to cry just talking about it, bro. And then it's a sad fucking movie. Bro. It's a sad movie. And then what ends up happening is the professor, while he's teaching a class, he has a heart attack and he dies. And the dog's just right there waiting for him.
For days, huh?
For like fucking months, years. And the dog never left the station. They would the wife would get the dog, bring him back to the house, and he would escape somehow, go back there and just wait for the owner. And then people would just feed him and give him water and stuff. And they have a statue of him in Japan.
Oh, it's real?
Yeah, it's based off a real story.
I was about to say, I wouldn't.
That's pretty sad.
It's sad. See, you didn't pay attention. You're probably getting your cock.
I was about to say that it wouldn't. I don't think it would make me cry because it would have to make sense. I thought the dog was standing there for years, not getting fed and shit.
No, yeah, he was like.
No,
like
it was people, just like they loved each other so much.
Yeah, like the relationship that the owner and the dog had. That's what would happen. And it was, dude, it was such a sad movie.
It is pretty sad.
So that movie, that one, like, it. Fuck, that one is for sure the most I've ever cried. Like,
you actually cried,
dude. I cried a lot. It's sad as fuck. Like, I had, like, okay,
you
is,
went to
this
go
is embarrassing.
Cried a lot. You went to go
I had I had tissues.
You went to go give Dex a hug.
He wasn't alive back then. He was still in like his fucking dad's
not even thought
ball
of
sack.
The dog was like this on the train.
The dog was just there, and then people be like, come on, and just not that one. I had to use tissues for that one's sad. And then another movie that I cried. This is probably like the stupidest movie I've cried to. But it was like, you know how sometimes when it's like late as fuck at night, you're like emotions are kind of heightened and stuff. Like stuff is funnier, stuff maybe sadder. I was watching Monsters, Inc.
Are you serious?
Okay. Nah, the closest one that I'm like, damn, I was sad was Toy Story 3, I think.
That one, I laugh at because I never thought that one was sad.
At the end or some shit when I think Andy goes up and
it's
he leaves
all
of them.
When they're going into the trash, no?
I don't know. No.
It's when he drops off his toys to the little girl.
Oh, yeah. To Bonnie?
And you're like, damn, that's
and he's
fucked
like
up.
He's playing with her for the last time with the toys. And then he's like, you gotta keep those toys.
There's some shit, yeah.
Oh, no, she has Jesse in her backpack, and she brings him out. And he's like, wait, that's my, like, how did
and
that get in there?
And then he gives it to her, huh?
Yeah, he was like, she you was can like, have it. Yeah, he gives it to her. The movie I probably, like, almost cried to was Fruitvale Station.
Fruitvale Station.
Michael B. Jordan.
When Michael B. Jordan, he like that? he gets shot at the end by a cop. Like
Fruitvale.
Yeah.
Fruitvale. And you almost cried.
Fruitvale.
Oh, Fruitvale.
Yeah, it's like V-A-L-E, I think. Yeah, but Monsters Inc. was sad, bro. When fucking he has to give Boo back, like that shit's sad.
The only
that
reason why I don't cry.
That shit. Well, no, because last time you probably watched it fully. Like, bro, I'm telling you guys, stay up till 4 a.m. Watch Monsters, Inc.
No.
You guys are going to feel
so what's more sad, Monsters, Inc. or Nemo?
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Nemo's
not that sad.
Nemo has a happy ending.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does.
If anything, a movie that's sad.
That has a happy ending, too, in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, fuck no, it? Boo.
Yeah,
Boo has to go back to her parents.
Yeah, but he comes back in the door and she's
yeah,
like,
he does walk in back in the door.
But then doesn't he have to fucking shed the door after?
Yeah, but
that's
then,
sad,
yes,
dude.
But listen, you didn't watch the movie fully clearly because Mike puts the door back together for him.
He does. He has the last piece.
Low key at the end.
Yeah, he did low key. He did it low key.
It was like, and then it was a cutscene.
And then he opens it and she's like, kitty.
But then you don't know if like they still kick it.
Nah, she's in university. Obviously.
Yeah, she is in university.
University's
right?
Before that though.
Yeah, how do you think she came?
Yeah.
Here's your next that's question.
True. Nah, that's true. You know what's the only movie my dad cried to? E.T.
Oh okay, come on.
Wow, your dad is an interesting
guy. I swear
on
my fucking
life.
He's
yelling at the kid's like, yo, no.
And he was in his boxers on the couch, I bet.
Yeah, probably with his fucking balls sticking out.
I never cried to a movie.
Friend, not even close.
You've never cried?
Nah.
Maybe I am legend.
You imagine?
I am legend.
No, I was just. It was just.
I thought you said I am legend.
What about? Just pretty sad.
Okay, when that's he had a when he had to choke his dog out.
Yeah. That hit.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Not, that's I don't think that's cry worthy.
Yeah,
though.
It wasn't cry worthy, but a lot of people think like, damn, that's so rough. Fucked up.
But
that's
also rough. Too, I feel like you guys don't watch movies that are like meant to make you cry. Like you guys don't watch tear jerkers.
I don't watch that many movies either.
Like Hachi, that's like a fucking like movie to make you cry. Tear jerker. Like you watch fucking.
Scary shit.
Like
I watch everything.
Watches everything though.
Yeah. But like tearjerker, like there's people make movies that are meant to make other people cry. And I would love to watch
those movies, but I just don't know what movies that
I'll make a list for you.
Okay.
And I'll get you some tissue.
But you like chick flicks.
And if
chick flicks don't make you cry, they make you laugh.
Or what are the other ones called?
Huh? Rom coms?
Yeah.
Rom coms.
Yeah, you like those.
Sometimes those do be hitting. Like
it's love stories.
Yeah, it's like when they're like about to break up and shit. And you're like, fuck no, like they were such like a good couple. And then like for like that 5 minutes, you're like, no. And then they end up getting back together and you're like, all right, I almost shed a tear, but I'm good now.
Would you get a tattoo of your dog on you?
Fuck no. You know how many dog tattoos I would have? I've already had like 3 dogs.
No, just like one that like of Shadow or fucking Dexter.
I would have a tattoo of my dogs, look, right here.
I like that one.
All right. Let's do most likely to leave skid marks on their underwear.
I'll have to go with you too.
What about you?
Yeah. Me, yeah. What about him?
You take big shits, bro.
I do, but
and too often.
And you wear extra pairs of underwear.
That's just fucking being cautious.
Okay, wait. I actually have a question. So you fart loud, right?
Yeah.
Are they ever like wet?
Nah.
Okay.
So that kind of they're not. You could hear them.
All right.
They're not.
Because if they ever felt slippery, then I'll probably go you.
Yeah.
But if they don't feel slippery, then I don't know.
Nah. Logan has wet farts a little bit.
I do, but then after them, I check, and there's nothing. See, no evidence.
See, I don't have to check. So
you have to check.
Wait, along with the big shits, you take big shits.
What? You take a lot of shits.
Yeah, but they're not like huge. Like you drop like a nuke, like once a day.
I did drop a nuke last
night. I know you did.
I dropped a fat ass shit last night.
That's so gross.
Right before the game.
Yeah, and after. After.
Remember when I showed you?
But it was that shake. It was that shake.
If you leave
what the mini chip 31 flavor one?
No.
You got a large.
Yeah, that fucked me up.
Did it?
That fucked me up. Hey, but no, yesterday.
Why did they make those shakes so big though?
I don't know.
Well, also too because they have milk in them.
Yeah, we had a ban.
And then I had a strawberry shake from In-N-Out yesterday.
We had a ban getting milk for Danny because he's lactose. Yeah,
I stopped getting milk for a while.
Yeah.
I only get it like little bottles now.
When you go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Because I love milk. Milk is so good, but fuck.
It'll fuck you up.
Dude, those 31 flavors, large ones are too big.
I think milk will fuck anybody up. Like, you don't got to be lactose.
Coffee will fuck me up.
Coffee's easy.
Coffee.
I don't drink
that. That'll run through you coffee. Like shit.
Sometimes I like doing that, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Because,
like, you're kind of like, oh, shit.
You like doing what?
Sometimes I'll drink coffee in the morning, not because I'm tired, but just because, like, I want to, like, just kind of have, like, that. I feel like it cleanses my stomach.
It does. It does clean me.
That's why.
It makes you go out.
All right. This might be a gross question, but fuck it. I've never personally done this. I won't judge you guys if you guys have done it because I'm actually kind of like I've always been interested. But have you guys ever like, you know, went number two, didn't wipe, but just went straight to the shower and like maybe spread your cheeks or something?
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, like after like the shower's on?
Yeah, you just hop in.
I've done that.
You've done it?
I've done it a couple times.
Yeah. I've always wanted to, but I'm like, fuck.
You just spread your cheeks.
You just go in the shower and you spread your cheeks. You just let the water hit your asshole.
But then the duke runs down your leg.
But
and if you could take
it depends on the shit you take.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't have to.
If you take a massive one, you gotta wipe before.
Yeah. If it's a solid one, like I'm guessing you probably could do that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, for sure.
But if it's like a liquidy one, you can't.
Yeah. And if you could take off the shower head, you could be like,
oh my god.
Yeah, you could. I've done that before.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah, you take off the
shot. It wasn't a joke.
It's not. It's a joke. It's really true.
So you've done that before?
No, I was joking.
No, I've did it before.
Yeah. Wait, does it feel good?
It feels extra clean.
No, he's asking why did it feel good sexually.
Oh, no, I wasn't asking that.
So then if you can't take off the shower head, do you just kind of like spread your ass cheeks?
Yeah.
And like kind of like arch
you
a little?
You know how our showers like that?
Why don't you?
Like I just like, depending on the
takes off the head so it's a straight line. You know, have you seen it when that happens?
That's what you do. You can flip the switch.
Oh, you do the powerful one?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it's extra clean. So you face it all the way downwards and then you kind of just go forward.
He's on all fours in the shower.
He lets it run down his crack.
That's his feet are on the ceiling.
Comes out with the brown toenail.
He yells, "Logan, help me real quick." You go in there, you're like, do his ass.
You're holding one leg up for him.
Have you guys ever thought about like what would happen if I shit in the shower right now?
Yes. No.
No, I haven't. No.
No.
Have you guys ever had to take an intermission in the shower?
Where you get out the shower and you gotta shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah.
That's
Hey, that's low-key the worst. That and when you're going swimming or you're in the jacuzzi and your sensor goes off.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, because what happens is the fucking toilet you wipe and you're like fuck and it's all fucking it's wrinkled rough, and you know that you got some like little tissues in there and shit all white. Yeah,
what about if you need a duke at the beach?
Oh, you're fucked.
I'm duking in the water.
I've never duked at the beach.
I have. I've had to go so bad and I went to the restroom.
You have to, And if the lines are long, you know, remember Caesar's, homie?
What did he do? He went to the water.
Nah, they call him Sandman. That's his nickname, the Sandman. Home. Yeah, and he did it when they were young, but he's still known as the Sandman to this day.
Nice.
Yeah, he had a shit bad, but those lines get packed sometimes.
They do, because so everybody was going gotta go caca.
Back and forth because the lines weren't going down, and then I guess they just saw him digging in. And that he was sending shit.
That's crazy.
Hey, and he's the Sandman now.
It's actually kind of smart.
Yeah. Would you rather do that or would you rather go in the ocean and do it? I'd rather go in the ocean. That
Sandman.
What?
You'd rather be a Sandman?
What? And squatting.
Ooh, imagine a wave comes and goes all the way up your ass.
Sandman or Aquaman?
Look what Josh did.
Imagine you shit and there's a wave and just your shit at the top. And it lands on your friend's head.
Or it lands on you.
And you're like, look at the mud on your face. You smell like shit.
That's gross, bro. I know what? Someone that did that too.
Did what?
Shit, like just outside. Like just like outside.
Where you
by
pop
a
squat and you just shit.
Oh, I've done that before.
You've done that?
I haven't shit it outside.
Not recently. I did it when I was like 8. And it was because my dog did it. And I was like,
well, no shit.
But you wouldn't get a tattoo of it.
You shit you with your dog. You cry with your dog.
You jump off a cliff with your dog.
I didn't shit with my dog. My dog was in the house, actually. And I was
your dog was using the restroom and you're outside taking a shit. He was like this on his phone texting you.
Reading the newspaper.
Yeah, he's on the newspaper. He grabs the toilet paper and everything.
The dog's like this.
Yeah.
Eating your food.
And he looks at you outside just walking around and he's like, take your shit like outside. He has to pick up your shit after.
Why did
done.
You shit outside?
Cause I was curious. Like, you know, I feel like it's like really like it's free.
Did you enjoy it?
Not really. I don't really remember it, to be honest, which I'm kind of sad about because not many people could say they shit outside.
Well, why don't you
but it was because
say they shit outside though.
Well, not you guys.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, exactly. Nasty.
I would have to be like absolutely down to the
I was in the comfort of my own home, so like I feel like that's probably better than having to shit.
Yeah, but when you, no when
you weren't in
until,
your home
until like somebody has to walk around and they have to pick up that shit and they don't know that it's a human shit.
Did you pick it up?
Well, yeah, it was because I was picking up my dog shit. I was like, you know what?
That looks like that night, day.
It was during the day.
What if your neighbors just go?
Then they would see a fucking white ass with brown in it.
Did you wipe? Or you went inside to
I don't remember if I'm... I probably went inside or I probably showered. That's the one part I don't remember, which I'm kind of like, fuck.
He wiped his ass on the grass.
He was grinding his ass.
Hey, little Logan, you're a sick kid.
He probably would do that. Hey, you're a sick kid. With your glasses on.
I used my cap.
With your glasses on. And with green hair.
He probably took his Harry Potter book out there.
And Julian's recording me with his blue hair.
And what the flip? What's that fucking thing?
The sidekick?
No.
You had blue hair?
I didn't have blue hair.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a day, remember? No.
Oh, like crazy hair day? Crazy hair day.
Oh, like the gel?
I did. And then we stained his grandma's car.
How?
Oh, like
a dumbass. He gets in the car, big idiot with his glasses. Fucking puts his head back on the fucking seat. Gets up, big ass Carmella. On Grandma Carmella's car.
I know, way.
No, she didn't like notice. I was waiting for her to get out of the car. I had my fucking head pushed back. I was like, she got out of fucking...
You went to his house after?
Yeah. It was crazy. Every day, and I look at it, I'm like, oh,
fuck. What an idiot.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, shit.
All right, what's most likely to do what next?
We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, guys, and we're going to have a word from today's sponsor, Game Time.
Game Time, baby. The best ticket app on the motherfucking app store. Anywhere you can get an app, that is the best app to do it.
It's fucking amazing, guys. We absolutely love it. Our favorite feature, I don't know, there's another feature that we really love, but our favorite feature as of right now is you could see where you are going to sit. You could see how far the stadium is. Instead of just looking on the little map where it's just boxes and shit, you actually get to see how close, how far you are.
Because some sections at a concert, they'd be looking close on that little flat-ass screen. You'd be thinking, like, you know what? This is not a bad seat. And then all of a sudden...
you need binoculars, and you're like, fuck, I didn't even bring them.
To see Drake, you might as well fucking listen to the same concert with some fucking AirPods or whatever.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's concert's coming up. Drake concert's coming out, guys. This is when you guys need to use Game Time to get the best last-minute deals.
They got them flash deals, them shits.
They do got the flash deals, which are fucking insane.
Bang, dude.
There's also Game Time Guarantee, means you'll always get the best price. And if you find tickets in the same section in a row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference.
Ooh, that's just 100.
Yeah, that's fucking confidence right there.
On top, like, that's fucking confidence. Here you go, too.
Yeah. So look, guys, Game Time, best fucking deal for last minute tickets.
Last minute.
For tickets in general, you guys will find the lowest price guaranteed. And it's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a fucking reason.
For a reason. You want to take your girl out to a date. You want to take your man out to a date. Last second, oh shit, I don't know what to do. Check the Game Time app. You might find some fucking flash deals and it'll be some good seats.
Yep. So guys, snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. You guys definitely need to fucking check out Game Time. And back to the rest of this podcast.
We could kind of just fly through these. I thought this one was kind of funny. Most likely to wear matching PJs.
Love you.
One of you two. You.
You.
You. Yeah, probably you. Yeah, Julian.
Like a little OVO PJ suit.
Yeah, I'll probably do
that. I don't wear pajamas.
You too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't worn matching PJs. Is it fun?
I got PJs for Christmas, but that's it.
That's a thing, though. You can do that.
That's cool. I just saw them. I thought it was kind of funny. All right. Most likely to order a pizza for breakfast.
Logan. Yeah, me.
I was going to say you or I was going to say or myself. Frank. Oh. I like eating weird shit for breakfast, too.
I feel like you like breakfast.
I like breakfast too, but like if I had steak the night before, I could heat that bitch up at like 8.
That's pretty good, but like a steak and egg.
Like steak, I could eat fucking anything in the morning.
But like to call in Domino's like at 10 in the morning, like who's most likely to do that?
You.
Yeah.
Like you really wouldn't, but it would be like, yeah, if you had to, you would.
If I had like a free code or something.
Yeah.
Free code.
50%
maybe. Off. 50%.
Are you guys like cold pizza?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I do.
That shit's bomb.
It's Costco good. Cold is good. It's way better than hot Costco.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
Opinion. Costco pizza is not that good.
No. Costco whole pizza is not that good. Costco slices. Single slice pizza slices are better. Is amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know why. It's the same shit, but for some reason, when they're sliced, it just tastes better.
It does taste better.
Yeah,
it does.
With all the badass fucking things.
But it cold is way better for me.
Pepsi?
Fuck. No, the brisk.
The brisk is pretty bomb.
Yeah.
I don't really like the brisk.
That shit's good.
You don't like brisk?
It's cool. I just rather take a Pepsi or some shit.
Nah, I'll take a brisk at Costco.
Really?
I always get the brisk.
I'll take a Pepsi at Costco.
Yeah,
I'll take a brisk or Pepsi. What would you guys say is like the best, like if there's like a family party, what do you guys think is like the best non carbonated drink?
Fruit punch.
Ooh.
That's a good one to bring.
I'ma say brisk.
That's always a surprise.
Brisk.
Fucking Capri Sun.
You know which ones I'm talking about? The blue brisk?
Yeah, no, those are good.
Those when they're fucking,
hot seller at school.
When those are cold, when there's a cold ass brisk.
Is it carbonated a little bit?
Nah, it's not. It's tea.
It's tea.
When there's a cold ass brisk, you could down that shit in two sips.
Yeah, you could.
You could. Like I've flown through like six of them before. Yeah. They're easy.
Yeah, they're
Capri Sun, you could fly too.
Capri Sun, you could fly. But that's why I don't like them though.
Yeah.
It's because you fly through them too fast,
yeah,
and then next thing you know, you're fucking sucking on a thing of plastic.
Yeah,
blowing it up, and then sucking it back in to get that extra juice
to get your saliva that you threw back in there. Yeah, but it does taste good.
It's good. It's good.
Have you guys ever emptied out the Capri Sun to see what flavor it or what color it is?
Color it is, and it's always clear.
Yeah, you've never done that.
Yeah,
you didn't have a chance.
I used to have the clear backs.
Oh yeah.
I like the Kool-Aid Capri Suns.
Oh, the blue ones.
Wait. The Kool-Aid
the things where you twist off.
Yeah.
That's a good one to bring to a party.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. But those
are wiped out.
Those are wiped out.
And you suck on those too.
You gotta be the first one.
Yeah. That's like you gotta be VIP.
Yeah.
Or the worst is when you fucking get the straw and you poke it and it goes through the end.
Yeah.
And it goes through the other side.
Yeah.
Like you killed the fucking Capri Sun.
That shit fucking sucks.
And you gotta suck it like.
Or you get a Capri Sun that doesn't have a straw, so you gotta bite it and you go.
That's
like a drink you would get praised for bringing the
Capri Sun. That's always you can never go wrong Capri Suns.
No, the Kool-Aid.
Who brought these?
Yeah, who brought these?
Like, or do you guys remember the little they look like barrels? And they had like the
tin foil.
Those are good.
Those are ass. They're called jugs.
I'll show you some jugs.
Nah, those are ass. Those are.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't?
They're little barrels like this. Yeah, my dad used to get them all the time. Hated them.
Those are fucking good. You guys would like them.
Those are ass. No, they're ass.
Are they plastic? They're plastic, right?
Yeah, plastic. Oh, okay. Plastic with the foil cover on top, and then you just poke a hole. Or you could poke the hole.
You're a freak if you poke the hole.
You could, but I'm just saying.
All right, what's the most likely to?
Okay, the other ones are kind of weak, so.
Just say them.
Let me just say it.
Yeah, just saying. Fuck it.
All right, most likely to be caught to make out at a funeral. Making out at a funeral.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
You're sick.
That's crazy.
I haven't done it, so.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's kind of fucked up. You're thinking about macking it. I'll probably make out after the funeral.
Hey, I'm sad. You want to come over?
No, not come over. There's always like a celebration after the funeral.
There is.
Fuck.
The celebration of life.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That's when you see everybody that who really cares, or everybody that doesn't care.
Yeah,
everybody doesn't
just
care
get
after.
Drunk
yeah.
to party.
Yeah, everybody doesn't care after. Yeah. I'd be like,
just wants to celebrate, like RIP. Like,
I was
like, all right, come on.
Looking at everybody laughing and shit, like it's a good time. No, it's not no good time.
Damn.
It's not. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I do.
Nobody cares.
Couple family members like that. For sure.
Nobody cares about what?
No, the I'm death. Just, yeah, they don't care after.
Yeah, they just want to be like, cheers.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
There's pictures, selfies at the end. I'm not fucking happy.
Like,
yet.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Like, no, we're here to fucking.
So you think
you haven't seen me in a long time?
You think like funerals should always be sad?
Well, it's not a happy day. I mean, it's a celebration. They go up to heaven and stuff, but it's not like you still like, fuck. That's when it hits you hard, the day of the funeral. That's when it really hits.
Because
you're really saying goodbye to the person, like actually.
Yeah,
have you guys ever seen open casket?
Yes.
That shit's
death
crazy.
At a funeral?
Bro, that shit's like, I remember, bro, that shit's cold.
I still love that.
Why are they so cold?
You know the Wayne's Bros?
Yeah.
They're cold because the blood. They got no more blood circulating. That's keeping them warm.
The Wayne's Bros, like, he did an interview and he said, like, his family fucks around too much. And this is when he knew, like,
his family fucks around way too much. It was an open casket for his uncle or some shit. And the brothers were going up. And I guess one of the brothers looked in and they said, damn, I hope to God that heaven don't have a dress code, because this motherfucker ain't making it in. Who the fuck dressed him? I guess he had like some weird ass fit.
That's fucked up.
And, yeah, it was fucked up. It was so funny. Shit.
I would lowball laugh in the background if I heard that.
I would laugh.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, shit.
But the fucking uncle laughs.
He's like, yo, that was a good one.
Hey, you know, wakes up, yeah. Peace. You know it'd be pretty funny if like at your funeral, like they did like a roast.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Like, you know what? He's dead, but fuck it. One last roast.
See, at your guys' funeral, would you want it to be a sad day or like kind of like a
I would want people day. To laugh.
Yeah,
I want everybody to smoke at my funeral.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Or dump weed. Dump weed in my casket. All of them.
I would do that.
What if you come back alive? And I'm like, yeah. What if I'm like,
Or we close that bitch, and then some smoke comes out of it. Oh shit! Open it.
or you get.
Yo, I'm still alive. You see me like this?
Or he goes one last hit.
He's crazy.
It's a real hot box, god damn it. I'm like,
he's still alive.
Well, what is it called when you like burn the person?
Cremate.
What if we cremate you and then we put your shit like in the soil? Ashes. Yeah, your ashes and in the soil. And we plant a weed plant. No, so now you're weed.
Or
would you want that?
Or you just drop the ashes in there and then all of a sudden you see like a plant just start growing out the fucking floor.
Would you get mad if I rolled you up and smoked a
No,
little
I, I wouldn't want you to name me a dope ass stream.
Smoke Frank?
Like a regular blunt, but like I sprinkled a little bit in you.
You better name that strain. Like,
smoking on that Frank pack.
Yeah, Frank OG. Like, Frank. Dead Frank OG. Heavenly Scent.
Dead OG. Brother.
Heavenly Scent? That's a hard ass name.
Heavenly Scent OG.
And we make 100.
Wait, so...
You throw that money in my casket. You better throw me a percent in my casket. I'm taking all that money with me.
It's crazy. He's taking money to the grave.
Yeah.
I put that money in the grave.
Yeah.
So you would want your shit to be, like, happy or sad?
Like, both.
So what, like, people cry after and then, like, people get fucked up?
Yeah. I don't think this is funny, but have you seen this guy? Have you seen the guy that...
That means he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Have
you seen the guy? I don't think this is funny. He's like,
but
I think it's funny.
Have you seen the guy that he's yelling at the... he's yelling at the casket. He's like, rrr, rrr, rrr. He's like, nah,
dude, no. Have you seen that?
No. Have you seen the one where
he slaps him?
No, where they're carrying him and some fool hits his leg and twists his ankle. You know how everyone, like the brothers, twists his ankle in a mean pothole? They drop the casket, it opens, and he rolls out. Dude, I hope that shit was fake, because that is fucked up.
No,
rolled because it was like on a little.
No, sentence. How about this one? They were so sad, right? Like, this is actually fucked up. They were so sad. They were so sad, okay, crying.
Serious.
They were so sad and crying that they start going like this on the casket, right? Some guy comes and he goes, fuck! Boom! And you see the face. All the fucking casket shatters on the guy, and it's like this.
Oh, no!
The whole casket shattered.
No!
He broke his casket!
They were so sad.
Oh,
they're like this.
Oh. Like doing that ugly cry, the King Kong shit?
Yeah.
No, have you seen the one where the guy... This one's actually pretty fucked up. He, his, like, op died or whatever. And then he pulls up to the dude, and while he's dead, he goes, you still owe me some money, bitch. And he slaps him across the face. And then he walks out.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's pretty fucked.
What did the family do?
Fuck.
I don't even know. He probably just thought like, damn.
You still owe me money, bitch? Let him die.
Damn.
Let him go to the next life.
Fuck. Shit. Fucked up, huh?
You would want your funeral to be sad or happy?
Happy. Happy. Why not?
I'm blowing one by your casket.
Oh my god.
Let's see who dies first.
Who's
most likely to die first?
Who's most likely to die?
Boom, we all die on this podcast right now.
Who's most likely to get shot?
Oh,
Why you look at me though?
I didn't.
No, you did. You stared hard. Who's most likely to get shot?
I don't know.
You guys want to answer it? We could.
Anybody
answer
could get shot.
I ain't jinxing that. Yeah.
Anybody could get shot at any moment.
Yeah, you're right. Crossfire damage.
Yeah. That shit's crazy though. How much trust we have in people, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because our fucking neighbor could come over here with an AR and fucking blow us
or
down.
Even walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Somebody can just and just fuck
there,
you up.
There's a video where it happened like a couple years ago where this couple was arguing with their neighbor across the street about like plowing the snow, and then the neighbor went inside, grabbed the fucking gun, and just shot the fucking husband like 6 times, and then shot the wife. And then the husband was still running away. He shot the husband again, killed him, and then the wife was like, please, no, no, and then shot her in the head.
That's so fucked up.
And then went back inside the house, and then the cops. That shit's crazy.
Why
dude.
Would you do
that's
that?
That's fucked.
And then have you guys
been... snow.
Yeah, over some snow, dude. Yeah. Have you guys been seeing the videos of... I think it happened. One was in, like, New Orleans, and then the other one was, like, Atlanta or something. People are just, like, driving by houses and just, like, unloading a clip.
Oh, I saw
random
that.
As fuck.
She got arrested, though.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
There was another one with a guy.
Did anyone die?
What was his name?
I don't think so. I don't fucking know.
I don't think gangs can not do that no more. They can't do
drive-bys.
Yeah, they can't because they say that innocent people can get killed, like kids and shit. So they don't do drive-bys.
Yeah, if you're I don't gang, think you could do it in the first
gang,
place.
Yeah, but if your gang does that, I guess every gang
it's a green
that.
Light.
Yeah, it's a green light on your fucking gang.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, Manscaped.
Manscaped, you know we love it.
Yeah.
You know I be using it.
There's a bunch of fucking hairy apes out there that we call our fathers, and they are fucking hairy.
They need help. Your dad needs help.
So whether it's your dad, your husband, maybe even your boyfriend, Father's Day is coming up. We know that some of you guys are turned into Twinkies around this time.
Yep.
That is when you guys need to get Manscaped for that special husband, boyfriend, whatever it may be, to whack the fucking hair off of
whack
his sack.
Whack it off, man. Whack it off. I know them dads, they love them beers, and I'm starting to get into Michi's a lot too, and you're starting to get that stomach and you can't really see down there. Don't worry, it has a light on it.
It does.
A bright ass LED light where you could woo, you could shave everything down there.
Not only is your dad gonna like it, but your mom is gonna like it a little bit more.
That's true.
Cause nah, I'm not even gonna say that.
Cause what?
I was gonna say cause when she sucks your dad's dick,
oh
there's not
God.
Gonna be hair in between those teeth.
Oh my, oh my. Oh my God. Hey man, think about your parents and think about yourself. You don't want no hair in between your teeth. Give it a shot, man.
With and the new lawnmower 4.0, yeah. And on top of that, they also have the fucking weed whacker, which I love, but somebody stole mine. That's how fucking good it is. You could use it for your ears. You could use it for your nose to get rid of all that shit so you don't have fucking little hair sticking out and shit.
I'm telling you, that shit's great. I'm going to be honest. It's meant for whatever weed you need to whack, but sometimes I'll be using it on my face. Not the same one, though. Not the same one, but I do.
You're disgusting
for
that.
I use it to line up any type of mustache, fucking little chin hair I got. That shit's working for everybody. Some of them are fucking waterproof. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And also, too, he did mention the feature with the light. That shit is fucking sick. They also have other amazing products like cologne, crop mop, ball wipes, crop reviver, ball toner, and crop preserver ball deodorant. I've actually been seeing a lot on TikTok that people love the ball deodorant from Manscaped.
It's good. Like, why do you want to go down there? The balls stink.
That's true.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, nobody wants to have a little fucking stench other than yourself.
Exactly.
And also, too, guys, for all the girls listening, you'll appreciate this part. Manscaped products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, dye-free, and vegan. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SWEET at manscaped.com. Get your dad a gift you know that they will use. Mm-hmm. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code SWEET. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls. This year, show your original some love with Manscaped.
I like that. I like that.
Guys, 20% off. That's fucking amazing. Plus free shipping. That's even better. So make sure you guys go to Manscaped. 20% off plus free shipping. Use code SWEET, manscaped.com. Back to the rest of this podcast.
I'm down because you guys talking about shit made my stomach hurt. And I need shit.
Damn. Really?
Or it's the ibuprofen. Getting in my
Frank hurt his knee.
Okay.
Y'all can't see and I can't lift it up. If it looks like I'm high and slouching, it's not because I'm doing that. It's just because I'm off of ibuprofen and my fucking knee is hurting.
Yeah, Danny threw the ball straight at it on purpose.
And I landed on it.
Not on purpose. You told me to do it.
Did you?
No. He said, get Frankie's coming out the
look
side.
Look how I said it. No.
Look, you see,
when he didn't say it like Caesar. He didn't mean it.
Yeah, whenever he raises his eyebrow like that, you know he's not serious because he twitched a little.
What?
You saw him raise that eyebrow.
I need weed.
Frank was lying to me.
Logan has a pack in his room that he won't give me.
Why was he lying to you?
So does Julian and Danny. Why do you keep bringing up me?
I didn't. I smoked mine.
I did.
You didn't smoke yours. I seen yours too.
Oh!
Fuck.
Just kidding, y'all.
Maybe I'll spark one tonight. Gotcha.
Because I didn't see it.
Maybe I'll spark one tonight because I got like two left.
Do you?
Maybe.
Wow.
You're ruining. You're smoking me out. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What if I give you a cheater?
I'll be the happiest man on earth.
And he turns into Derek Cheater.
Oh! What if I give you a Jeter and your knee just comes right back to life?
You really have Jeters?
I haven't touched my box.
Oh, shit. You should give it to me. You should give it to me for my birthday.
Wow.
Would that be the best gift ever?
That was not even a surprise. Yeah. I got to think of something else. Probably a shirt.
A shirt with a marijuana on it. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is this, cuz?
I'm just kidding.
He's gonna get you the Huff socks with the weed on it.
I'd be so pissed.
That'd be a good present.
You would be pissed?
Yeah.
You wouldn't wear those socks. You would rock those.
You would rock them, bitches.
I would be so happy.
Yeah, you could rock.
Oh, nah, I'll rock.
Fuck, I need to get.
I had mad Huff socks. Did you guys have Huff socks at all?
No, I didn't.
You weren't allowed to.
Yeah,
my dad didn't like that shit.
Yeah, my dad didn't like
that. That shit's so stupid, man.
It was just a style back then. It was cool. Yeah,
I mean, tell my dad that.
Your dad would yell at me if I said hey, those Huff socks were dope, huh? I'm gonna ask him the next time.
All right, in the swag era, what is like the most iconic like piece of clothing?
All right,
everybody
say it
on three. I got mine.
Wait,
you guys already say it on three.
Like one piece.
Just one piece.
I was gonna say whole fit. One brand.
No, okay, hold on. Look.
I know a whole fit. All
right, look. First, we'll go with like accessory or clothing, right? Then we'll go with brand, and then maybe after that we'll go with a fit.
And we'll see who had the weakest swag right now.
All
right.
Accessory
or clothing?
Oh,
okay. Okay, I got an accessory. I got an accessory.
Okay, we're saying
I'm trying to think of one right now. Hold on. All right.
I know a good accessory.
I think we're going to say the same one.
I think so too.
I got a good one.
Okay, I think so too, because I had some shit.
I had
some shit from Julian that he gave me.
I had a cool accessory, and you had to have that.
There's two that are like pretty top tier. If you guys say anything other than that, then.
All right, go.
Ready?
All right, 3, 2, 1. Rosary. I love boobies.
The rosary.
Yeah, I said that too. I said boobies.
Yeah. I said the rosary.
The rosary.
That's an accessory.
That is.
I wasn't even thinking about the rosary. Oh, I was thinking about the foxtail.
I was thinking foxtail and I heart boobies.
Yeah,
rosary though. Boobies. Rosary though. That was like the chain back then.
Yeah, that was. That was like true swagger.
Yeah, there. True swag.
That was true swag.
I asked my grandma for three of those.
I had a metal or not? Yeah, I had a metal one. I had a fucking wood one.
I had a brown one, a black one.
But I heard boobies was like, damn, like you're too young for that.
Yeah.
but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like
that's the like vibe. Boobs.
Yeah,
huh?
That's the vibe you give. Like you're rocking that shit.
And if a girl sees that, she'll be like, oh,
she'll be like, where'd you get?
And I'd be like, this. Show me a little song.
Or you'd be like, damn, you got the white with the pink.
Yeah.
Or the black with the pink.
Or the blue with the white.
I had so many of
those. Those shits were dope. I'd probably still rock one, but they're too thick.
Yeah, like, they are thick as fuck. I used to wear like 2 or 3 of them. You should bring it
back. That would be sick. We should dress up as an episode. Swag. Super swag.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you guys want to go with clothing?
And shit. All right.
Clothing? Yeah. Like up top.
Like or like just like anything.
Like a brand?
Clothing's kind of hard, huh? Probably brand.
I got a brand.
I got a brand.
Don't say it.
Okay. I got a brand.
But so, I don't so know we're gonna if go with brand. Knew it. Like it was. I don't know if it was a okay, South Bay thing. I don't know if it was a Gardena thing.
Nah, say it. If it was swag, we know for sure.
Yeah. If it's swag, we'll know.
All right.
Yeah. If it's swag.
Ooh, should we go brand or should we go type of shirt?
Brand.
Okay, brand.
Let's go brand.
I don't know if that shit was a brand, though.
All right, let's just see. Let's just see.
Say,
if it's swag, we'll know.
Three, two, one.
Obey.
The Cali sweater.
What'd you say?
Okay.
Obey. With the Andre the Giant or just the Obey?
Obey.
I had said,
I had the Cali sweater and the California Republic.
I had that one too.
Yeah. But that one, but I had all the just the Cali.
I did have a Cali too.
Where did you get that one from?
I don't know.
I got my shit from fucking LA.
Yeah.
LA, you had to get it. You had to get it from LA.
Or like a swap meet.
Or you got the fucking the Mac Miller, the thumbs up.
Yeah, most dope.
Yeah, most dope. That one was what else was? I had said Diamond.
Diamonds.
Hundreds.
Diamond Hundreds, Obey, Last Kings.
Last
Tiger.
King. Even yeah, last
I had
Kings.
Pink Dolphin.
Yeah,
Pink
Dolphin.
Huff.
Fuck, there was another brand I just fucking DGK.
DGK. Yeah, that shit was.
I had that ever.
I didn't really have that either. I remember I got a box of diamond shit because my dad knew the owner.
Oh, that's so
I got
sick.
Me and Julian would get bunch of Pink Dolphin shit.
Yeah, we had all the sweats.
Remember you had the short? Yeah. Oh, the sweats.
I had the I had the baseball tee and it said like the on the back.
Oh yeah, Hundreds was bad.
Hundreds is dope. Man. The bomb,
they
like
they made dope sweaters. Yeah.
I remember one time I cashed out on that shit because they would always have like back to school sales where it was like 70% off.
Yeah,
so. My shit was just all Hundreds.
Or the Supreme hoodie. There's a Supreme hoodie too.
Supreme was like bougie.
That was like, oh shit, like this motherfucker's got money.
Yeah,
because you're in middle school and shit. And ain't nobody got fucking.
All right.
Or the Supreme beanie.
That it was super expensive.
Supreme beanie, yeah.
Oh, beanies were in back then.
Snapbacks.
The
big ball. Oh, that's the big ball head.
Yeah. But I think, snapbacks though. For hat wear, it was snapbacks.
Snapback, yeah.
Balls on the side with the skinny jeans and some Vans.
Yep. Snapbacks and tattoos.
Yeah. Or you could there was a fit. The fit that I would wear was it would be a black shirt, it would be khaki shorts, band socks, and then red Vans.
Red Vans.
Hey, what about
band
the moccasins socks. Though? Those were dope. I had moccasins.
Those were like you had
people
those.
Would fucking wear them. I forgot.
I remember Jordan would never take off his moccasins.
Or people would wear camel shorts.
Yeah, camel shorts.
Camel shorts.
Right? I had a couple pairs.
Or Roshis. Roshis were popular as fuck.
But that was more high school.
Yeah.
That
was middle school. Ooh.
That was
sixth grade.
Roshis
for me was sixth grade.
Roshis came out in high school.
No, Roshis.
Roshis was freshman year, bro.
No, I
2014.
It was sixth grade for me.
No.
Damn, you got them early?
I guarantee.
Roshi's was freshman year.
There's no way.
Swag was like 6th, 7th grade. Roshi's was like high school or end of 8th grade.
I'm not sure either.
I remember vividly.
I had a pair of Roshi's. I had a pair.
Everybody had NMDs.
Yeah, that was like
that
20.
I still got some.
2015 NMDs or 16. Those and then NMDs. the ones with, I forget the other.
Hirachis.
Oh, Hirachis.
I had some of those too. White Hirachis.
What about that one skater? The ones that you had? The blue ones, I think?
Which ones?
P-Rod?
Not P-Rods. Starts with an S. Oh. Stefowski's? No.
Oh, Janowski's.
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 Those were fucking
eighth grade. I had those too. Yeah, those are
high school. I never got Jordans a lot.
Jordans,
yeah. Like, Londo.
Yeah, that was Londo vibes though.
All right,
and True Religions.
Damn.
I had True Religions.
All right, let's go with a swag fucking fit. Who wants to go first? You kind of already said yours.
I said mine.
You want?
But I like polo a lot. Yeah. It depends what's it called? Are we going high school, middle school, or
like middle school? We're like for us.
Okay,
the swag
era. It was that fit that I named.
All right.
In high school, my shit changed.
Middle
up a
school
bit.
Swag, like if I was on my fixie swag,
yeah,
that's
oh my,
the,
or
that's the fixie. Fit
hey, also
that
two
named.
Elite
that
socks.
Elite socks were in. Julian had every fucking pair.
The breast cancer ones
though.
Were a hit.
Oh, you had the USA ones. The USA ones
were sick as fuck too.
Yeah,
if you found them at like a Marshall's, you had to buy.
But they were fucking taxed for those.
Yeah,
just
they were
like
$15.
Yeah,
that double cushion one.
Oh,
yeah.
They were like $22.
But then your feet stink.
Yeah,
but it would have like two layers. That was sick. Those were sick as fuck.
Yeah, you had a bag.
And then you get fucking irritated. Because your fucking Elite sock will go to the side and you just want it to be fucking
to be straight.
Yeah.
Or also two Stan socks came in for
Stance,
a little bit too.
A little bit, was cool. Yeah.
Huff socks. The Huff socks were hard too.
And then Adidas had like their Elite socks. I had a couple pairs of those.
Adidas did? I didn't know that.
The hats too. The I had, was it? It was the Hawks one.
The Bulls hat.
Skin, the
Bulls.
Reds, Bulls,
hat.
Bulls
hat. I still got my shit. I still have my Bulls hat. The snapback?
Yeah, that's one? My hat.
No, it's
I left it at your house. I remember that. I know what hat you're talking about. It's big lettering, well, and it says Bulls on
it's
it.
It's not your fucking I've had that hat. Shit since I was fucking
then
younger.
We must have had the same hat.
Yeah, we probably did. Everybody had that fucking
okay,
hat.
Then, yeah, then.
Yeah, no, it's not true because I've had that shit
on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
The green brim. That's how you know you're on. Yeah, right there.
I had a hoodie that had headphones.
Oh, I remember those, the strings.
On the drawstrings.
Those are cool.
Yeah, it had like the
aux cord was in your pocket.
That's dope.
Or truck fit.
That one.
I remember
truck fit was sick.
Truck fit's cool.
I always wore that shit. I had truck fit shorts.
What's another
some
one?
Some camo truck fit shorts with a bright ass shirt.
Holy shit. Well,
did you guys know what Booger Kids was? The rock, paper, scissors sweater?
Nah.
You guys
with the Mickey hands?
Isn't isn't that Mac Miller's or no?
That's Booger Kid. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was, but I don't know. I don't know who owned it.
I would always just see that shit when you go to downtown LA.
The Mickey hands, right?
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah, that was in. That,
that
was
one
swag.
Was dope, a dope
that was swag
sweater.
As fuck. Yeah. I was swag as fuck.
With the
my
beanie.
Fit?
Yeah, your fit.
My fit would probably be a Bulls hat for sure. And then I would wear, depending on the day, sometimes I would wear a white shirt with like maybe a flannel. And then I would either wear khakis or some camo pants or shorts. And then black or red Vans with high white socks.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fixie for real.
Yeah, that is fixie.
That's a fixie fit.
I probably have the weakest one. Mine's probably the Bulls hat as well. A fucking plaid short sleeve flannel.
Okay.
Polo.
I know what you're talking about.
Full button up.
Oh, sometimes you had to pop your headphones out just on purpose.
Yeah.
Over there hanging.
Logan, what's your fit?
And then the khaki shorts with fucking, I'm not even going to lie, elite socks and
khaki cargo shorts.
Yeah,
though.
Khaki cargo shorts. And then I would have the, I was one of those kids that had the fucking foxtail.
You wore that?
Hell yeah. I still got mine.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Just turned into a butt plug.
what would you wear? You wore tight jeans though.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, like
you
had turquoise jeans.
I don't even know a fit to be honest.
Just say one that
I remember that I seen a fit.
Yeah, like if you went into your middle school closet and if you could put together a fit right now, what would it be to be like the most like
you would
like
wear
beanie
colors.
With the balls?
Colors
you wore a beanie with the balls.
It's fucking. You're about to go to the movies with a bunch of your friends and shit.
I didn't give a fuck. It was more about what the fuck I'm wearing versus how it looks.
Yeah. Like the brand.
I would wear...
Well, that's how it was back then.
Yeah, it was
nobody
like...
Nobody gave a fuck.
I would probably wear the like a truck fit shirt with like maybe some pink dolphin sweats with some fucking elite socks. Like, but everything's bright. Those pink dolphin ones I had with the crosses
you wore
on.
Bright
them.
Shit.
Yeah, with the crosses.
That shit was bright as
you
fuck.
Had a stupid phase of bright shit.
Yeah, it was bright.
That's because it was a jerk phase.
Yeah, the jerker phase.
Yeah.
I was in that phase too. I was right there, but I couldn't get the...
I remember I had red pants. I had one pair of red pants and I was like, fuck.
I had
let
orange.
Me save them for like a good
I had
day.
Some blue ass turquoise pants.
Like just blue though.
Turquoise.
Not like blue jeans.
No, turquoise. Yeah. Like bright blue.
Yeah. Logan had leather ones once.
No, I
don't. Bro, I'm not letting that go.
I never
had
it.
You had leather ones.
No.
Swear to God. It was when Forever 21 they first dropped their men's collection.
No.
You got leather.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't leather. But I did get some Forever 21 skinny jeans, and they were fucking butt tight, man. Like I am talking about, like
your
my
ass
shit,
was popping, huh?
Like oh, well, back then, little Logan didn't
leather.
Have no ass, but
little Logan
but that shit, that shit was
little
tight.
Logan
like,
didn't have no
like,
ass.
Like I'm talking about, they were so tight that you could see my fucking ankle bone, bro. Like they were tight.
That's tight.
They were fucking tight, dude. You could see the fucking veins through my quads in them bitches.
But if they weren't tight, it wasn't right.
Yeah.
You know what I remember you guys doing that you guys were posting like crazy was the ice bucket challenges.
Oh my god.
Those are stupid.
The ice bucket challenge.
I mean, those weren't stupid, but they were cool.
You made Diego you made Diego do yours to pour it on you.
At his house in the basketball court.
And then you Jared did it too.
Did you guys ever change your like your kick profile to black? After like something bad happened or whatever,
like when like you get heartbroken or some shit. Huh?
My fucking lovey dovey ass would put the date of my fucking
as your name, huh? As your name,
I did do that one time.
Like 0214 yeah. with the little squiggly line, not the dash.
Or your Instagram bio would have like a bunch of like initials and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a lock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. A lock? Yeah. And a heart?
That was a good swag.
And a red kissy, heart. And a kissy face.
Swag era was the shit.
And hard eyes, though.
Or you just spam with a bunch of motherfucking on your shit. Because Kick didn't have a limit of how many you fucking.
Yeah.
So you can put however. As many.
Long.
Fucking, yeah.
Kick was fucking crazy. That
I
was
wish I
shit.
Knew my password, bro.
I thought they deleted Kick.
I thought, yeah, I thought after so. You log out, your message is delete.
No.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yes.
That's how it goes?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is so how it would be like,
fuck, if you logged
damn,
out.
Damn, I didn't know that.
I logged Kick? Out because I didn't have a phone. I only had iPods.
Yeah, I only had iPods, too.
No, they still have it.
They still got Kick on the...
I don't know if it's the let same, me see. Though. It's called Kick Live.
Nah. That's not it. But it's, ooh, it was Kick. That shit does kind of look like it.
It was the Kick logo's Messenger.
The same. The Kick.
Yeah, the logo's the same.
The Kick. The K-I-K.
When did we stop using Kick?
And you would say Kick Me.
Like freshman year? Freshman like going, huh?
Oh, yeah. Kick Me.
Kick Me.
Yeah.
Kick Me.
Yeah.
Hey, what's kick your me? Kick?
Nah. You know what I fucking miss? When Snapchat took off the best friends list, the public one.
Oh, yeah.
That should I be fucking burned, miss though. That shit.
That should be a burn, though. It was good that they took it off. A
fucking ant crawling on me.
I know. We need to get an exterminator.
I wanted to ask you guys, right? Because everybody's different. But what is the most you would ever pay for a haircut?
Right now.
Now or right back now. Then?
Like, no, like now to the future, however long.
My past haircuts used like, to be $20. Bucks.
This is including tip, so.
Including tip?
Yeah. Yeah, my past haircuts used to be $20 too.
But now they're like pushing 50. Yeah. To 40 to 50.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The most I'll pay is probably 60.
I wish I could have asked like Christian Blends this, but maybe we'll get another barber. Or we'll get him
my shit's probably like 160. Damn,
the
bro.
Most you would pay.
160 for a haircut.
Like a house call?
Oh, a house call.
Yeah. Or, okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes
that's valid. That's what valid. I'm saying.
Okay. Are this is a haircut at the shop, including tip, regular day. You just like either you booked an appointment or the barber was free. Like at the shop, like
70,
any other day.
70.
The most.
Most.
That's like what's
60.
60.
Cool 60. 65. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I would say around 50, 55. Okay. Now, follow up question. Is there a price, or do you guys believe that all barbers work for what they charge? Like, so let's say, like, there's barbers out there that charge like $150 just for a haircut. Do you guys believe that that shit's worth it, or no, are barbers
not.
The
it's
same?
It's not worth it because you can find just as good barbers for the fucking half that price. Yeah.
So why do you guys think they charge so much?
Nah, I was talking to my barber about this too, actually.
Yeah.
Cause there's still some barbers where they charge like $20, $25.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm just like, he's like, oh, I'm a little more. He's like, but you're gonna get what you pay for. He's like, you can go over there and get a shit haircut, or you could just pay a little bit more. But yeah, all the way up there.
I feel like over $100 for a haircut, like at their shop.
Yeah, that's
just like, come on, bro.
If you ain't
unless
coming to
unless
the house,
like there's gonna
should,
be somebody sucking my dick, like nah.
Yeah. If my barber ain't fucking me, then I don't want it.
There actually is a barber that does that.
Well, she sits on you.
Yeah. She sits on you, but I know
she her sheets right? are like, what, 160?
I think they're 150 at the shop.
Yeah, she's tripping.
But she blows you after.
And she shaves your balls if you want to.
Yeah, no that way. She does. She
See,
does
with
that.
Her, I don't have a problem with her charging that.
Yeah.
Because who else does that?
She's making a service, you know?
Yeah, like who else does that? Yeah. So she could charge whatever the
but
fuck she wants.
But she's teasing the fuck out of you. I don't like
but
that.
She... Come on, it's about the haircut.
How does she sit on you and give you a haircut?
She gets on top of you.
And your neck's all like
I know, but you're like this the whole time. Like,
well, I think when she gets on top of you, she lines you up.
Yeah. Oh, she I does. Think it's for the she lineup does. She does.
And she like gives you a face. Like,
yeah, like face.
You guys all go. You guys all get a lineup.
Duno tried it.
Yeah, Duno did it.
Yeah.
Duno did try it.
The only like way that I could kind of see like a haircut being $100 being like justified is if like the shop is fucking sick, and there's maybe like a little bit more
like amenities or
yeah, like how like what Christian Blends is doing with like the free complimentary beer, like
it's
so like
just one beer,
it's two, okay. So you get one while you're waiting, and then you get one while you're
getting a cut.
Yeah, getting a cut.
The one by my house fucking lets me take shots and all that. Yeah. That's because my dad used to go though, and so he knows my dad and all that. So when I go, he'll be like, "Hey, you want to take a shot, Frank?" But I remember he got drunk. And he fucking cut me up, literally was cutting me.
You up.
Yeah, like he lined me up. I had like fucking razor marks all over my forehead.
Well, that happened with fucking B Clean on my birthday when I got that haircut.
Did he?
Because he was drunk and he cut my hair and I was drunk too.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning and I had like little cuts on my sideburns and shit. I'm like, fuck.
So you're
dude.
Saying he owes you another haircut?
Yeah,
he does.
You owe him another haircut, B Clean.
Yeah, you heard that. Yeah. Brain.
Oh, he knows you by your name.
Brain. By your government name, dude.
All right.
Well. Would you let your homies cut you up if like they're learning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like would. One of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want Logan to learn.
Yeah.
I want to learn low key.
You guys should learn.
Cool. I do want to learn.
I've just
been kind of scared. That's the only thing.
It's just scary, but you just have to do
let's
it.
Cut each other. Let's learn down each other. Let's just do it.
We're all sitting on each other's lap.
Yeah.
That's a service.
Yeah.
That's a service.
I give you head while you're lining them up.
You guys are 69 and shave each other's balls.
And our buttholes.
I line your butthole up.
That's real homie shit.
Give you a little happy face so that when you shit, it winks at you.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Well,
anyways, guys, thank you for watching this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it's fucking hot. It's going to start being summer.
It's so hot that I got to shit.
We're going to have to start doing a podcast late as fuck at night.
We're going to have to?
Yeah, during summer. This shit gets fucking hot.
It's getting warm now. So
We're going to have to do a mad night. Pool parties.
Or maybe you guys have a spot where maybe we could have the new fucking podcast be hosted at for free.
Or ACs.
Or if you got a little AC, an AC unit.
I know you got an AC unit my way to the restaurant.
That's quiet.
I'm going to look on OfferUp right now.
But them things are loud as fuck.
I love y'all.
When they get cold, they're pretty cold.
Yeah. All right, guys. Love you guys. Hope you guys have a fucking good one.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Peace.